There's lots of interesting things to talk about. Start off with a bit of a sad note, but happy in terms of a life well lived. One of the longtime volunteers for lots of community groups, but for the Michigan Theater in particular, Helga Hover passed away on Monday. And she volunteered many hours at the Michigan Theater at the customer service desk, which we affectionately refer to frequently as Helga's store. She also volunteered for the Summer Festival. It was a very dedicated volunteer to the Ann Arbor Civic Theater, Taste of Ann Arbor, and lots of other organizations too. She was heavily involved with the ski club here for many years. Anyway,
and she was in her 80s, right?
She was 87, and had been in failing health for quite a while.
But a long and well-lived life, though.
We will miss Helga at the Michigan Theater. From the sublime of a life past to the ridiculous of the MTV
Movie Awards.
Now, all awards have some degree of silliness built into them. It's just the nature of it. When you're trying to give awards at the top of the field, there's a certain amount of arbitrariness to them.
Sure.
Because all of those performers who get Best Actor, all of those are nominated for Best Actor across the many categories and many awards that are given, the Best Film. It's, you know, it's very debatable who's really the best.
Well, but I also am not a big fan of any industry finding ways to congratulate and pat itself on the back.
Well, that's true, but it does.
Makes fun of it.
Well, it does point up, though, that quality does matter to a certain degree. There's not an absolute to it,
and this isn't necessarily about quality.
Well, MTV
has
had an identity crisis, I think, since at least the 1990s.
When they stopped playing music?
When they stopped playing music.
Yeah. So much for music television.
This follows in that kind of line of not really knowing where your center is. But it's also very youth-focused, and so, you know, that's good. So The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, won the Best Movie, Best Male Performer, Best Female Performer. That's great. I'm always happy when Jennifer Lawrence gets an award. She's really a terrific actress. The ones that are really ridiculous are awards that are voted on by the fans. So Zac Efron won the Best Shirtless Performance Award.
I told you
award.
There were weird categories. Best Shirtless Performance.
Yes, and
very talented pecs.
Channing Tatum won the Trailblazer Award, which Jonah Hill remarked that he blazed a trail as, quote, a super good-looking guy who becomes a lead in movies.
Yeah, that never happens, right.
So I thought that was kind of fun. The award for the MTV's Generation Award went to Mark Wahlberg, who was not particularly pleased to get this award because he said, well, it basically means I'm too old to ever come back again. I know what this means. So anyway, Dateline.com was covering this, a guy by the name of Mike Fleming Jr. And at one point he just said, I can't watch this MTV crap fest any longer. You're on your own.
Now that's the best part of the night.
Quit blogging. So, you go.
That's hilarious.
I think that's a nice little button on the end of the award season.
Well, there's some really good and interesting things that I want to see that are opening downtown this week.
It's true. And at the Multiplex, there's a couple of interesting films. Le Weekend, which played the Toronto Film Festival to a great deal of positive response, opens up this Friday at the Michigan Theater. And it stars Jim Broadbent, who won an Academy Award for Moulin Rouge, and Lindsay Duncan, another excellent British actress, as a couple. They're a long married British couple who are looking to rekindle their relationship. And, you know, they're in their 60s. They've kind of been through everything, good and bad. And they've just, you know, kind of reached the end of their rope to a certain degree. Not in a kind of all-out war situation. Just if you've been in a relationship a long time, you're
going in search of the flint to ignite the spark, right?
Yeah, exactly. So they go on this, but back to Paris where they had their honeymoon, And lots of things happen, small things that annoy each other. And then they get a surprising invitation from an old friend played by Jeff Goldblum.
I love him. He's so fun and quirky.
Yeah, and he's in the Grand Budapest Hotel. He's got a real thing going on with his career. And he plays an amusingly boorish American academic. Jeez, I could see Jeff Goldblum doing
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
That's a real charge of energy into the movie. The reviews on this are very good. It's directed by Roger Mitchell, who directed Notting Hill. So if you like that, that's terrific. The New York Times says, a mellow, playful, slightly melancholy atmosphere pervades much of Le Weekend, the latest collaboration between the screenwriter and the director,
right.
Roger Mitchell. And anyway, lots of great reviews. And you can go see Le Weekend this weekend at the Michigan Theater. And then Scarlett Johansson is in a really interesting film called Under the Skin. It's not
what I've heard about it is she's amazing.
Yes, and the narrative
But the movie's kind of hard to follow, right?
Well, it's very elliptical, and it's designed to be that way. Alphonse Cuarón, who won the Academy Award for directing Gravity, says, pure cinema. You're hypnotized by the whole journey. So this is one where you look at the performance, you look at the beauty of the images playing out in front of you, and you kind of let go of the desire for plot and really experience this as images flashing in front of your eyes as if it were a dream. And if you let yourself go to it in that particular kind of way.
So it kind of encompasses you and you become a part of it.
Exactly, and you have to let go of the intellectual need for a plot. You got to hang yourself on the images and the performances as opposed to a plot. And if you can do that, I think you can find this a very appealing film. The Village Voice says there are dozens of mysteries in Under the Skin that don't cohere in any logical way, but work like gangbusters on the imaginative subconscious. So there's lots of ways to experience a film. If you go into this film expecting to see a clear narrative, you're going to just be frustrated. If you let yourself go to the images and to the impressions that those images and those performances give, I think you can have a very good experience.
And again, Scarlett Johansson getting amazing reviews for her performance.
She plays an alien who becomes a human female and explores what that means in a society and is experiencing as a new creature in a new environment. The Unknown Known is a documentary.
I need to see this. I not only need, have to, must, it's mandatory.
It's by a very famous director of documentaries, Earl Morris, who's always very inventive in the way that he presents his material. And he talks to Donald Rumsfeld, which he ends up, he collected hours and hours and hours and hours of conversations with Donald Rumsfeld, but he essentially only uses Donald Rumsfeld reading and reacting to memos that he wrote throughout his career as a congressman and then as advisor to three different presidents. One of the best reviews I saw was that he puts a mirror, Errol Morris puts a mirror up in front of Donald Rumsfeld, and there is no reflection there.
Like he's a vampire.
Exactly. That's the implication. So that you don't really know what you see, but clearly that's what Errol Morris felt like he got when he was talking to Donald Rumsfeld. So anyway, it's a fascinating piece.
Absolutely.
Errol Morris directed Fog of War with McNamara and The Thin Blue Line.
Any greater insight we can get into, you know, one of the nation's great puppet masters. It's worth learning about.
Very interesting.
You know, you don't want to repeat history, right?
Very interesting. At the Multiplex, Transcendence is opening up. This is a Johnny Depp vehicle. It's actually not getting very good reviews, which is kind of surprising. It looks really interesting. He plays a famous artificial intelligence scientist. He gets assassinated, but before he dies, his personality and brain patterns are transferred into a computer. He ends up taking that computer over, and lots of difficult societal things happen. But again, the reviews aren't so strong. Haunted House 2 is the spoof on Haunted
scary
House
movies. Right.
Scary movies. Marlon Wayans is in it again. If you like.
Well, he had that whole scary movie franchise, yeah. And they took it away from him,
yep.
So now he's doing it on his own.
Yep, right. And so that should be a lot of fun. There's a documentary called Bears, which is one of those Disney documentaries.
You know, I love their animal films. They
add a narrative in a narrative that a place probably doesn't belong. But anyway, it's good. It takes place in Alaska, and it's very beautifully shot. And then Heaven is for Real, which is based on the New York Times number one bestseller. It's a faith community kind of movie that's gotten pretty good reviews. It stars Greg Kinnear.
Yeah,
and
I like him.
He's Kelly Riley.
He's underrated, I think.
Good thing for Easter weekend. And then our Hitchcock series continues with a silent film, Easy Virtue, on Sunday at 5 o'clock. And then Rear Window, the Jimmy Stewart, Grace Kelly.
Classic.
Is on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. So, and the National Theatre of Great Britain does War Horse on Wednesday, April the 23rd at 7 o'clock. This also was on Broadway. It's a play that's done with puppets and all kinds of very interesting performances. So lots to go to, lots to see as usual. But this week I think is particularly good.
Yeah, there really are some good selections. Thank you very much. That is Russ Collins, and I hope you'll join Russ and me next week for Cinema Chat. We'll get underway at 7:40 next Thursday on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.